Hello, this is Eric.
Hey, Eric. John Call here with Local Splash. Appreciate you being patient about that. How's it going?
Yeah, no problem. Good.
So, now, obviously, you guys are very quick to be decisive, so appreciate you for that. So, to be clear, what did you want us to do? Are we doing the website where you do get charged 99, or we're not touching the website and you'll save the 99?
I think that it makes sense to do the website. It's $100.
Okay.
All right. And it's a one-time, you guys will set it up and you guys will, I know it sounds like you know how to improve it with, alongside with the SEO.
Right, right. The back end of the website, like we do something on the coding. Again, I don't know all the details. I just know them by name, like working on things like that, but like the schema mark of a knowledge graph or whatever they call it. Whatever that does, it helps with optimization and upward mobility. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it makes sense to me to just do that.
Okay, and then the physical address is 2026 Trailside Drive, is that right?
That's Dewey's house, yeah, that's where we, the business.
The home base, right?
Set up. Yeah.
No worries. So we'll make sure that's not published. I'm assuming that that's how you guys want it, right? Unpublished?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you own the domain of junktrivalley.com?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So that is all set up correctly. I have your last name is Kulling from your email, K-U-L-L-I-N-G.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the card you'll be using, is it in your name or is it in Dewey's name?
It's in my name.
Okay. Do you want to authorize Dewey to call in and make changes to the marketing plans, or are you pretty much at the helm of all of the marketing side?
You can authorize him as well.
Okay, what's Dewey's last name?
Johnson.
Okay. And then the number for the marketing, like whenever we need to speak with you, is this 1930 phone number. What number do you want on, like, as far as the numbers to connect to when people are calling for the actual service for the business?
Well, right now for our Google My Business, we have 925-886-4375.
Is that a number that connects to you? Because you said you do some sort of monitoring of your own calls, right?
Yeah, it forwards to me. If I don't answer, then it goes to Dewey.
Gotcha. All right, let me get that there. I know your website has a 701 number, or 925-701-9319. That's a different number as well, huh?
Website, hang on, what is, let's see.
I'm looking at the right website, right? JunkTriValley.com.
Mm-hmm. I just don't know the numbers offhand.
Okay, as long as that number goes through to you guys, we're good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if it's on there, then yeah.
So 886-4375 is where all calls will go through to. From your customer standpoint, 315-1930 is when we need to speak to you about marketing, okay? And we do an onboarding call. It takes about 30 minutes. When did you want to schedule that for? We can open any slot tomorrow from 8 to 9 is the earliest, and the last slot of the day is 3 to 4 or anytime Wednesday. And the earliest on Wednesday is 7 to 8, and then 3 to 4 still being the last slot.
Put me in for 3 to 4 tomorrow.
All right, let's see if I can do that there. All right, I'm going to send you an invite right now. And just so you know, my headset is wireless, and it might die on me. If it does, I'm going to try my best to finish this up before it does. But if it does, I might call you from my cell phone, which is off limits usually, but we're after hours, so no one can stop me.
All right, cool.
So let's see. I got that going there. Okay. You should have the invite for tomorrow's 3 to 4 onboarding call sent to you from J. Kyle at Local Splash. And then, that there's 6:11, 3 p.m. for tomorrow. And then outside of junk removal, what are some of the keywords that you want to be found for debris removal when people are searching?
Hoarder house.
Hoarder house? Do people really search in that? That's awesome.
Yeah. More like hoarder cleanup, hoarder trash out.
Like clean do you do construction clean outs or no? Like move in, move outs or anything like that?
Yeah. Yeah. What do you mean move in, move outs? Like
they call it like move in, like move out cleaning or like, you know, if you're partnered with like a real estate agent or something like that and they want you to clean stuff out before they re-rent it or something like that if the prior tenants didn't do it.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we do that. We do that. Construction debris.
Construction cleanouts.
Yeah. Storage unit cleanouts. Garage cleanouts.
All right, that's a great start. Onboarding tomorrow, I'll get into more details if you want. On that, and then Ryan Angie's listing as well. You guys got so many darn listings, too. You're definitely trying to hit the market hard with a lot of advertising, so appreciate you there. But not using anyone for SEO right now, right?
No.
Okay. You guys have a business license, right? I know there's not probably particular licensing for junk removal, but you have a business license to operate?
We do. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then whatever insurance is needed as well?
Yes.
And then on the Facebook business profile, do you need us to build one out for you, or do you already have one that's fully built?
Well, we do have an account set up, but we would love for you to
Okay. So can I just put like Facebook page, is it like fully built or refreshed? Meaning like you already have the business profile on Facebook, you just need us to refresh it.
Yeah, we already have it. I've never seen it because I don't even have Facebook. And
okay, can we just say we need to build one out then?
Well, I just don't want to have multiple.
Okay, so then we'll say refresh. So all I'll ask from you by tomorrow's call is provide the link to that Facebook business profile once you get that from Dewey. Yeah, like share the profile link, like the URL, and then so I have access to it. Unless because you said you don't know what it is, I would have been able to search it if you did know what it was, but it's okay if you don't know what it is.
It should be Junk Patrol Tri-Valley. Oh, yeah, there we go. Look at that.
Oh, I think I did find it. It says out of Livermore on the thing. Okay, never mind. I got the URL.
Yeah, this is it.
You used to have junkpatrolca.com and now you changed it to junktrivalley.com. Looks like that. So we'll refresh that too.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Okay. And, yes. So are we going to rebuild the website once it rebuilds?
Yeah.
And we'll just use the same domain though, right? When we do the build out?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Okay. And last thing, of course, we do the call tracking, like I said, where the number will be slightly different on your website and Google Business Profile, just so that way you have the trackability. But we'll still make sure all the calls go directly through to the number that you provided me, for the calls. The 886-4375.
Okay.
And if that doesn't work properly, you know, we'll figure that out. We just want to make sure that you understand it's just to hold us accountable. When we say we're producing X amount of calls, you know, we want to be able to prove it as well.
Right.
Okay. And then service areas, I already got all that from speaking with Dewey, is there anything that I missed outside of the all the cities that we were talking about?
What do you are you looking at a map?
Yeah, like Greater Brentwood all the way to Pittsburgh. I know he said slightly he wants to touch that, but then he really was talking about San Ramon, Dublin, Pleasanton, and Livermore.
Really what we want to create, so if you go from Brentwood up Highway 4 across 680 and then down 580. So, you know, it's like Livermore, if the left side of the map, Livermore, Pleasanton, Dublin.
Right, right.
All the way across San Ramon and then hooks back around like Martinez and down Pittsburgh and or Antioch, Brentwood, Survey.
Okay. Okay. So, right. It, like the, basically that big circle that it, there's just, he just said it wasn't really great in like the Pittsburgh area, but so you'll service everything all the way to Walnut Creek, for example, right? On the west side. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. I got the service area. And then what do you want the hours of operation to show on your site?
Seven 30 or you can do 7 a.m. to 7:30 p.m.
Do you want me just to see what's already on for you? Let me see if I can do that too.
Sure.
On your Google Business profile, it has 7:30 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Sunday, so every day of the week. Is that fine?
Yeah, that's good.
You guys are road warriors if you're out and about that whole day. All right.
Sometimes. You got to take advantage of the time we have in the truck, you know?
Yeah, right.
Pretty soon we're going to have employees doing it, and that's a whole different problem.
That is true.
We hired somebody last week, and he quit after the first day.
Is it because it was a generation of people who don't like to do work anymore or what?
Probably. I mean, he's a nice kid, Christian dude, like everything we were looking for, but whether or not he was making it up, it doesn't matter. He said he had to move up north to work with his dad. Which is fine.
You're like, wouldn't you know about that before you went through this whole process?
Yeah, I mean, he said that his dad was looking for a job, too. He was trying to get his dad hired on. And I was like, father-son team? That'd be cool. And then sounds like his dad got a different job somewhere else. But anyway, it doesn't matter. We'll figure it out.
Yeah. I mean, they always say recruiting is a little tougher in today's world because the people willing to do, like, labor-based work is
non-skilled labor. It's non-skilled labor, and it's hard work, and it's summertime. But if you, you know, I like it. I like it. It's kind of fun, and you can actually make decent money with tips and whatnot. So we'll find somebody.
Right, and you're like literally driving a truck and then just moving stuff around. Like it's not, like you said, it's unskilled labor, and half of it is driving. Half of it is driving.
It's a lot, exactly. Yeah, so we're paying somebody to be in the truck and be safe with our truck and things like that. So, but people are doing it.
Yeah, I mean, other businesses we know about that work really well that are similar where you don't really need a huge skill set is like power washing. That gets really popular. I'm curious if you guys ever considered doing that alongside junk removal.
You know what? Dewey was just talking to me about that a couple of days ago. So,
because you remove all the stuff and then you come back and you clean all the stuff and then it's like, it works really well in the real estate world where they're trying to make the house pop again before they paint it.
In the real estate world?
Yeah, like if you're partnered with like real estate guys when you're doing cleanouts, like you do the power wash afterward, you know?
Yes. So I'm going to a real estate function tomorrow, so I'll ask around about that.
Nice. All right. So, last few things here and then we'll wrap it up. You can choose a security question, either your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name, whichever one you prefer.
Mother's maiden name's fine.
Okay, and the answer?
Bender, B-E-N-D-E-R.
B-E-N-D-E-R, B-E-N-D-E-R. Okay. And so that's in case there's any confusion. When we call moving forward, it'll be the same 877 number that you called back into and that I send the text from. So save that as local splash as well. Again, okay. Today's charge will be for $398. We'll also provide all this in writing. Just to reiterate, again, go live time for a lot of things is 7 to 14 days. You already have a strong business profile on Google that we just need to optimize and push to the top. That our promise time for that is 30 to 45 days, but again, based on what I saw, I think that we'll have much faster results. Okay.
Okay.
But what we provide in writing is that 30 to 45 days. So outside of that, the card you'll be using, 2026 Trailside Drive, is the right address for that, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm ready for the card whenever you are.
All right. It is 4246-3154-0026-9567.
And the expiration?
Expiration is 329.
And the three digits on the back?
618.
Okay. All right, everything's good there. Okay, last step is the voice verification. For the purpose of this, I have your business name as Junk Patrol Tri-Valley, but also on the website it says, or on your Google Business Profile, it says Junk Patrol Tri-Valley - Junk Removal and Demolition. I'm not going to ask them to change that because that's cool how they were able to do that for you because I've never seen okay. that on Google where it has a brief description on the business name. So, but your business name is truly Junk Patrol Tri-Valley, right?
That's our DBA, yeah.
Okay, that works for us. And then you're the owner of the business or co-owner, is that correct?
Yeah, 50-50.
Okay. All right, so I'll go ahead and begin here, Eric, and just let me know if you need me to change anything here, but this is the recorded portion of the call, so I'll go ahead and start, and then we'll process the card after the fact. So, Eric, okay. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This portion of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and as added form of protection for you. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Junk Patrol Tri-Valley.
And please state your name and title within the business.
Eric Culling, owner.
And, of course, as owner, you're authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Correct.
And you're also an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, Eric, is important you're actively involved in your campaign, so thank you for taking tomorrow's onboarding call from 3 to 4. And as a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors not related to Local Splash, which is why we provided the security question so you can identify us in the event of any confusion. Now, when we do call, we'll call from 877-635-6225. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. Make sure you save that number as Local Splash under your contacts, the same number you called back into earlier. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative for Google and Facebook, do you also agree to let us know should you take on any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement, not including all the Google ads and everything you're already running?
Yes.
Okay. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. June 10, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $398. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 10th day of the month in the amount of $299. This will be a recurring payment. Of course, being a month-to-month program, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. Just be sure you speak to a live representative. And while we'd hate to lose you, if you do choose to cancel, to prevent charges for your next month of service, make sure you contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Everything is good on our end. I'm processing your payment now. You'll get an email saying, welcome to Local Splash. Please click here to view your initial invoice. Everything we talked about is in writing. There's 2 areas to check off at the bottom of that invoice, and then you sign as Eric Culling. That's make sure everything is, you know, spelled out correctly in writing. And as long as you have that prepared by tomorrow at 3, that's fine. If you have any questions or don't want to sign it by tomorrow at 3, just let our onboarding team know if you have any questions, and they'll gladly review it with you, okay?
Great.
All right. If you need to reach out to me directly, you can still reach out to me by calling back in. you have my extension, you can send a text message. When you send a text message, it goes to the entire team. Just alert me, say, hey, John, can you give me a call if there's anything you want to talk to me specifically about? Especially if you are trying to make changes that are major, like doing a major business change, we can do all that for you. It's just, you know, it's something that you guys talked about on the call, I know.
Like rebranding?
Yeah, mm-hmm, things like that.
You can help us with power washing if we turn that on?
Yeah, absolutely. We have sample sites for power washing galore. I'll show you another sample site that you'll see right now via text. Mm-hmm. You're going to get a couple other texts, so it might be caught in the mix. But the power washing site, we do a lot of that. And we you know, very familiar with that business because, again, there's a lot of people who are young and have lots of energy that love doing the power washing, especially in communities where there's more of an older population because they don't want to do it. So it works out well.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's good, man. Cool.
So you got everything via email and text message, again, but I'm always available if you need anything. When you call in, we do try to offer white glove service, so you should always get a voice on the phone. You know, and again, I'll put in the notes as well that you're running those Google ads, so we'll do our best to stay away from that and do nothing that overlaps with that. If ever you want to onboard and see how we do for Google ads on a small test run, by all means, we'll be glad to see if we can show out a little bit on that too.
Okay.
Cool. All right, Eric. Hey, appreciate your time. Thank you for taking the time to reach out, and we'll get everything squared away and started tomorrow at 3 with the onboarding call.
All right, John. Good job today.
Hey, good man. Have a good one now. Appreciate you for calling me young. All right, bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.